So we'll do another guided meditation of around 40 minutes or so, and this time we're going to be particularly focusing on the second half of the practice, the last two tetrads on the mind and mental states. But we'll start with stage three, aware of the whole body, as a way of kind of establishing a broad but also embodied awareness, and then moving on to experiencing the mind from there. Okay, so before we begin, just checking that the qualities of a supportive posture are in place, a stable and grounded connection with the mat, quality of balance of the torso and sitting bones, and a quality of openness in the chest as the shoulders relax down the back, the hands supported in the lap. One trains oneself aware of the whole body I breathe in. One trains oneself aware of the whole body I breathe out. So this very open centre of attention that's taking in the entirety of physical sensation, that is the body as experienced and lived from the inside. Permeating that embodied experience with awareness. That's close and intimate. Moving into the open, grounded awareness of embodied presence. And as feelings and emotions arise, finding their home in the body, whether they're heartfelt, gut feelings, a lump in the throat, tear in the eye, emotions tend to have a home in the body. One trains oneself experiencing the mind. I breathe in. One trains oneself experiencing the mind. I breathe out. So experiencing a mind free of hindrance as a mind free of hindrance. Appreciating and following the deepening of concentration and absorption. Experiencing a mind in hindrance as a mind in hindrance. Acknowledging, welcoming and entertaining whatever is insisting upon our attention. Whatever hindrance is there, welcome it as a guest and see if it's possible to just be with that experience with sensitivity and a natural human presence. Being patient and sensitive, looking for the emotion underlying any preoccupation, seeing if you can find the underlying sense of hurt that's driving that. Experiencing a fettered mind as a fettered mind, or experiencing an unfettered mind as an unfettered mind. So noticing if there's any tendency to identify either with the hindrance or with the control and doing of the meditation. Or is there a sense but it's all just happening, experience arising in awareness. And if there is a tendency to identify, to try to control, seeing if it's possible to just relate to this as something that's happening, as a process that part of our mind is engaged in. And noticing if there's a sense of just going through the motions of the practice, or conversely, if there's a sense of creative engagement, of exploration, of working creatively with the conditions. One trains oneself gladdening the mind. I breathe in. One trains oneself gladdening the mind. I breathe out. So for a short while, just taking particular delight in each breath, in the physical experience of embodied awareness, motion and sensitivity of the breathing body, and delighting also in the quality of awareness, the openness and expansiveness, the sensitivity and the clarity of the mind. One trains oneself concentrating the mind, I breathe in. One trains oneself concentrating the mind, I breathe out. So bringing in a single point of focus, perhaps at the tip of the nose, where we first experience the air moving across the skin. And in that single point of focus, we're looking for a center of attention that's fine, particular, specific, that's clear, precise, and detailed. That has all of those qualities without being tight or narrow or hard. Seeing if we can establish that single point of focus in that way. Staying soft, open, and relaxed. Bring in this fine, clear, particular point of attention. And now balancing that point of focus with a wide open breadth of awareness in which all experience is welcome. Still having this central point, but balanced against this open breadth. Provides a band of awareness within which the mind has room to move. We're not trying to pin down the mind. It's got room to maneuver. Feeling our way towards the concentration that it's not the forced result of world effort, but rather the fruit of engaging with the flowing conditioned nature of our direct experience. One trains oneself liberating the mind. I breathe in. One trains oneself liberating the mind. I breathe out. So, opening the tension. Wide open, taking in whatever arises and passes moment by moment in experience. Relating to all of your experience as just happening. And if we find any tendency or compulsion to evaluate or interpret, to judge or to control, then being aware of this tendency as an experience that's just happening, that's arising, changing, passing away itself. One trains oneself aware of impermanence, I breathe in. One trains oneself aware of impermanence, I breathe out. As we contemplate experience, not by reflecting upon it, but by being with it, attending to sensations as they arise without interpreting, engaging with the natural capacity of awareness to apprehend experience and know it to be as we experience it. Being with our experience in this way, knowing its impermanence in this way. one trains oneself aware of fading away. I breathe in. Aware of fading away, I breathe out. One trains oneself aware of cessation, I breathe in. Aware of cessation, I breathe out. One trains oneself aware of relinquishment, I breathe in. Aware of relinquishment, I breathe out. So knowing the impermanence of experience is like sand running between our fingers. Nothing there to hold on to. Letting go of attachment. Relaxing into the state of mind that's naturally and comfortably at home with the impermanence of direct experience. Noticing in the mind any tendency to hold on or grasp, and noticing the direction towards letting go, towards releasing. Relaxing into that direction. Not holding on to or fabricating any particular experience. Allowing the intensity to fade away. Relinquishing any desire to pick up attachment or ambition or desire again. Dropping in to the open, responsive freedom, to the spontaneous presence of awareness in itself.